Health insurance can be complicated, and understanding how to get covered can be difficult. Students at a specialized charter school in Albuquerque are producing podcasts to help people navigate the health insurance system. In a small classroom, three high schoolers quickly shuffle scripts around a single microphone. They give a nod to their guests across the table and press record.
Hi, I'm Pascual Pino.
I'm Eliana Espasa.
And I'm Perla Juarez.
And we're here at Health Leadership High School, and we're going to be asking some questions about healthcare today.
The topic is how to get covered under the state's Medicaid system. And students took turns asking how it works. It's their first time conducting an interview, and afterwards, they're giddy.
At first, I was really nervous, oh my gosh, we're going to be interviewing people we don't even know, we don't know what to expect.
That's sophomore Ileana Esparza.
And then as soon as we got into the room and we saw everyone, it was a lot better.
Esparza and her co-hosts rejoin their peers across the hall. They sit on desks, tap away on laptops, or draw informational posters, and all of them are talking about health insurance. There are about 233,000 uninsured people living in New Mexico. That's more than 10% of the state. Sophomore Norma Alves-Piena says she's learning about how important it is to have health insurance.
What kind of insurance there are, and what kind of insurance you should get and what kind of insurance you shouldn't get. And if you don't pay your insurance, you could get a really big bill.
One of the missions of Health Leadership High School is to do outreach with communities across New Mexico. Norma's teacher, Owen Brown, says initially finding out how to get students interested in health insurance and fulfill that mission was a puzzle. But they found out a way to hook students with something they were familiar with.
When we first started this class, the majority of them did not know what health insurance was or even if they had health insurance. But most of them listened to a podcast.
It's been chaotic. But fellow teacher Sanyak Singh says the students are having a blast exploring their creativity.
And then we recorded the other track, and it took us 30 tries.
I wanted to die.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it in the end.
The plan is to post the podcasts on iTunes and share them on social media sites. But Linda Whedon of the State Health Insurance Exchange says reaching uninsured people can be tough.
New Mexico is a huge geographic state and a low population state. The biggest challenge is how do we get to everyone we need to get to, and they might be 75 miles away and live in a town that's only got 6,000 people.
Whedon says a podcast could be a good way to reach folks who are struggling to find the right health insurance. But remember, podcasts are only available online.
A lot of rural communities, they don't have internet, so they utilize their cell phones. So if you can download a podcast, over your cell phone, I think that would be okay. It'd have to be really accessible.
Accessible information about Medicaid eligibility, co-pays, premiums, preferred providers, it's all supposed to be covered in the podcasts. Perla Juarez says she's happy to learn about something she'll use throughout her life.
It just teaches us about insurances and taxes and premiums, deductibles, all that stuff. I didn't know any of that stuff until I came here.
Ileana Esparza has even become her household's go-to for health insurance questions.
A few days ago, my mom, she was asking me what I did, and so I was we're learning about healthcare and Medicare and supplement plans and all that stuff, and she was what? So it's really fun. It's I'm the expert over there at home.
Honestly, I wasn't sure how this class would go because health insurance is about as dry as desert as far as teenage interest goes.
Teacher Owen Brown says he was happily surprised at how enthusiastic students are.
The most fun has been seeing them become interested in this. They'll come in and say, I talked to my mom about health insurance.
And that's music to a teacher's ears. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.